Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The nation's average price for gasoline increased 2.9 cents from a week ago and now stands at $3.30 per gallon. That is according to Gas Buddy. The national average is up 7.5 cents from a month ago and $1.08 per gallon more than a year ago. The national average price of diesel increased 7.8 cents in the last week and now stands at $3.53 a gallon. The start of the new week brought oil to yet another fresh seven-year high. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says with OPEC holding back oil production and strong global oil demand, the situation will no doubt pave the road with even higher gas prices in the weeks ahead. Until several bottlenecks ease, including supply chains and low global inventories of oil, natural gas, and coal, the U.S. will be stuck feeling the pinch of the rising oil and gasoline prices. North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong says that he hopes Congress will delve into the issue of concentration in the meatpacking industry. Armstrong says he would like to see some creative ways in dealing with the issue outside of congressional agriculture committees.
You know, I was on antitrust and judiciary last Congress, and there's some real anti-competitive market forces at play that I think we should be looking at.
Armstrong says by doing that, Congress can take on the issue from different directions.
But also, I think it educates more members of Congress who don't necessarily come from cattle producing areas or those types of issues that serve on those committees, because when you're going to deal with four huge international companies and you think you need to deal with them, you're going to need a lot of friends on both sides of the aisle.
A new initiative brings the USDA's Farm Service Agency and multiple partners together to measure and monitor soil carbon. Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau explains the three partner-driven projects within the FSA's new soil carbon monitoring initiative.
Perennial grasses, trees, and wetlands are the three focus areas. And out of all the applicants, we selected one project that could be really representative of a broad base of program participation in each of those areas. With perennial grasses, we're going to be working with Michigan State University on over 600 sites across the U.S. with a focus in those central states. And that'll encompass native grass plantings, rangeland, and pollinator habitat practices. With regard to the trees, we're going to work with Mississippi State University, as well as a partnership with Alabama A&M to collect above and below ground data at 162 sites across seven southeast states to try to document those CRP-related benefits to soil and carbon sequestration. The wetlands, the natural partner there is Ducks Unlimited, and the partners that they have in their network, and they're going to collect data on carbon stocks in wetland soils as well as vegetation carbon levels on 250 wetland sites across a 15-state region in the central United States.
This is Inside Agriculture.